Chapter 17.
My spirit has been broken, my days have been extinguished, the graveyard awaits me, mockers surround me, and my eye must gaze at their rebellious behaviour. Please accept my security and keep it with you. Who else will shake hands with me and pledge in my behalf? For you have concealed discernment from their heart, that is why you do not exalt them. He may offer to share with his friends while the eyes of his children fail. He has made me an object of scorn among the peoples, so that I became one in whose face they spit. From anguish my eyes grow dim, and all my limbs are but a shadow. Upright people stare in amazement at this, and the innocent one is disturbed over the godless. The righteous one keeps holding fast to his way, and the one with clean hands grows stronger. However, you may all come and resume your arguing, for I have not found anyone wise among you. My days are finished. My plans, the desires of my heart, have been shattered. They keep turning night into day, saying, "Light must be near because it is dark." If I wait, the grave will become my home. I will spread out my bed in darkness. I will call out to the pit, "You are my father," to the maggot, "My mother and my sister." Where, then, is my hope? Who can see hope for me? It will go down to the barred gates of the grave when we all descend together into the dust.